वन्देहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of June, 1976, in Toronto, Canada.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear friends born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress."
Sukham indriyakam vaitya Dehujogena dehina sarvatra labhati deva jatha dukkham ajatanata. We are, every one of us, we are fully under the control of material nature. We have put ourselves, different bodies, we are fully under the control of material nature. There is no question of independence. In the Shastra it is described just like a horse or a bull is bound up in the nose and the driver, as it pull on the rope, it has to go according to that. There is no independence. So our so-called declaration of independence, there is no God, there is no control, whatever we like we can do, this means ignorance. And in ignorance we commit so many mistakes, and that is sinful activity. Sinful activity means do irresponsibly anything we like, and we become entrapped in sinful activities. But as we have got experience in our ordinary life, that ignorance is no excuse. Suppose a child touches fire, the fire will not excuse, because it is a child. No. Either you are a child, a grown-up man, when you touch the fire, it will act. There is no excuse. Similarly, knowingly or unknowingly, if we do something wrong, we have to be punished. This is the law of nature. There was an instance, one muni, he was brought to Jamuraj's court, and judgment was given that this man should be punished by shul. Shul means one iron rod pushed through the rectum and it will pierce through the head. But the man was condemned to death. But this is the punishment. So, he was a sage, muni. He asked the Jamaraj that throughout my whole life I never did any wrong. Why you are punishing me in this way? So Jamaraj replied that you have forgotten. In your childhood you pierced one ant with the needle. You have forgotten, therefore you are being punished. So, of course, Jamaraj became Vidura, because the sage also punished him, that for my childhood criminality you are punishing me in this way, so I also punish you that you have no sense, you have to take birth in a Shudra family. Anyway, that either in childhood or knowingly or unknowingly, if we do something wrong, there are many other instances, just like some contaminous disease. Either a child or a grown-up man, if he infects himself with a contaminous disease somewhere or other, the disease will manifest and he has to suffer. So the suffering also, and enjoyment, this is also due to the senses. Matras prasasu kaunti or shitosna sukhadukkada. So in the material world, so long we have got this material body, two things will be there, suffering or enjoyment. And what is this suffering or enjoyment? With reference to the senses. Or senses, just like the skin is called touch sensation. We feel pleasure by touching skin. So this pleasure, due to the touch sense, sometimes it is painful, sometimes it is pleasing, due to different circumstances, just like water. Water is very pleasing to the skin if it is summer, and water is very painful to the skin if it is winter. So water is the same. My skin is the same, but due to seasonal changes, the same water is sometimes pleasing and sometimes distressing. Matras prasasu kaunti shitosna sukhadukkada. So, so long we have to remain in this material world, or so long we have to continue this material body, two things will continue. You cannot stop. It is not possible. Matras prasas tu sukhanti or sitasna sukhuda. And what are actually there? Agama paina anitya. They come and go. They are all temporary. Winter season or the summer season, it does not stay. It comes and goes. So everything in this material world, so-called distress and happiness, they come and go. So we should not be very much disturbed by it. Neither we shall waste our valuable time seeking after so-called. Nobody wants distress, but everyone wants happiness. So without knowledge, in ignorance, we are simply trying after happiness. This is material world. Last night we discussed about it, that a dog is running from this side to that side. He is pleasing, feeling some pleasure. Similarly, we also, so-called civilized man, we are also running on a car, this side and this side, you see. So the same thing, the dog's race. But we are thinking, because we are running on a car, we are civilized. But the business is a dog's race. So Prahlad Maharaj's point is that we should try to understand the value of life. We should not waste our time by dog's race, either on four legs or on four wheels. That is the point. Therefore, he said, sukham, the happiness is due to the senses. Sukham oindriya. Oindriya kam means indriya. Indriya means sense. Chaitya is addressing his friend. They are all born from Daitya family. Daitya family means they are simply after sense categories. That is called Daitya family. And human family or devata family, there are two classes, daitya and devata. Daitya means they do not know anything, just like animals. Simply our flesh has got used. They are called daitya. And devata means they are fully aware of the existence of God, a relationship with God, duty with reference to God. They are called devata. That is called defined between daitya. So Prahlad Maharaj, circumstantially, because he was to deliver the daityas, so he took his birth by the will of the Supreme Lord. He took birth in a daitya family. Sometimes devotees come in a particular type of family to deliver the community or the society. So here the class friends were all daityas, were born of daitya family. They are not born of very enlightened family. So therefore he is addressing daitya. Sukham martam, sukham oindriyakam daitya, dehadam exit properly. So these sukham, indriyadam, sense gratification, so here it is said, deho yogena dehira. Dehi, this is not understood. So the dehi and deho, deho yogena dehira. Dehi means the person who possesses this deho. That is not understood. That is the beginning of spiritual education in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmi jatha dehi. You ask anybody, I think 99.9% will be unable to understand what is dehi and deho. This is our modern education. Dehina and deho. Dehi, the Sanskrit word, that is called in-pratva, astathe in. When you possess something, then in Sanskrit, I will say, pratvaya. Just like guni. Guni means guna, and you add in, then gunin. Similarly, deho, and you add in, then dehi. The real meaning is, deho means this body, and dehi means the possessor of the body. So, actually, at the modern age, the so-called civilization, they do not understand what is deho and dehi. They think this deho is everything. This body is everything. But that is not the fact. So dehi, the possessor of the body. So there are so many different types of body, but it is possessed, each and every deha or body is possessed by the dehi. So dehi in a particular position of deha. Dehi means the spirit soul. When he is within the encasement of a particular body, then his standard of happiness and distress is particular. Just like the hawk, he is in a particular type of body. And a human being is in a particular type of body. Deho yogena dehina. This dehi, this spirit soul, he is encased in a particular type of body. So therefore, the happiness of the hog is different from the happiness of a man, because he has got a particular type of body. A man, if you give him nice halwa, he will be pleased. And the hog, if you give fresh stool, he will be pleased. Why? The hog will not protest, rather he will lie. Oh, it is very nice food. And a man will hate to stand there. So why this difference? Deho yogina dehina. The dehi, the spirit soul, has a particular type of body, and he is taking pleasure in particular type of food. So, we have to understand this, that the sense gratification, in English it is called, one man's poison is another man's food. Why this difference? A particular type of body. Although we are all human beings, but every one of us is under the control of the laws of nature. Karanam gunasangasya. Karanam gunasangasya. Sadasat janmajonishu. Sadasat janmajonishu. We are born in particular family, particular circumstances, particular taste, everything. That is karanam. What is the, why there are differences? The karanam guna sandhasa. The karan, the reason is because he has associated with a particular type of modes of nature. Just like a person. At this time, he will be pleased to come here to understand this Bhagavad Dharma. At the same time, another person will be pleased to go to your brother or to a liquor shop. Why? The karanam guna sandhasa. The reason is that he is interested with a particular mode of nature. So, Bhagavad Dharma means even one is in the most lower stage of association, he can be raised to the highest stage. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. The beginning of this chapter was Kumarvatarit Pragna Dharman Bhagavatanya Dullavam Manusam Janma Tadapi Adubam Arthadam. Arthadam means the purpose of life. So those who are not taking part of Bhagavad Dharma from the beginning of life, their artham is different. And whereas a person taken to Bhagavad Dharma, artham is different. The Bhagavad Dharma artham, Bhagavad Dharma artham is to go back to home, back to God. And the material life artham, sense gratification. This is the difference. They do not know that there is life after death, and there is eternal life, there is eternal happiness. They do not know. Karanam guna sangasya. So this type of happiness, different types of happiness and distress also, they actually in this material world, there is no happiness. Everything is distress. But on account of our ignorance, we accept distress as happiness. That is called maya. Maya, maya, that is not. We are accepting something. The same example, it's like a hog is feeling happiness by eating stool. But it is not happiness actually. One who is not in maya, one is not in the hog's body, he says, what nasty food is this? That is also food. From food value, the stool is very valuable. It contains all hypophosphites and so on. The doctors, they have analyzed. But that does not mean, because it has got very big food value, the human being will agree to take stool. Sometimes it so happens that in the last war, in the concentration camp, the human being was obliged to eat his own stool. So this is called karma, which is karma. Karmana daivanetrena, janto deha apapatti. So we must rectify our karma. Karmani nidhahati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. If you cultivate bhagavad dharma, then your karma can be changed. Otherwise it is not changeable. Otherwise it is not possible. Tasyaiva hi tapujate kako vika nalambha. Everyone is born with the resultant action of some past karma. That also people in modern age, they do not understand. What is past, what is future, what is present. Simply animals. The animal, cats and dogs, they cannot understand. Therefore, human form of life should not be wasted like the animals. Nāyaṁ diho diho bhājāṁ niloki kastāna kāmāna hṛtibīr bhujānibe. There should be responsibility and the state, the father, the elderly person, the guru, they must be very responsible. And what is that responsibility? That the person under one's control should be trained up in such a way, because he has got his human life, he can be elevated to the highest position. That is how it can be done, by Bhagavad Gita, not otherwise. Not by karma or jnana or yoga, no. You cannot change. Simply by acting in devotional charity, Bhagavad Gita. Anyone can be raised to the highest position. Kirata hunanda pulinda pukkasa, abhira sumbha, javanakasa, jannecha papa. Papa, these are papa. Papa means very abominable life. Even they can be raised to the highest position. Mani pata papasitya, jepisu papa jona, the papa joni. Papa joni, there are different types of papa joni. Except civilized human being, advanced human being, those who are called Aryan. Aryan means those who are advanced. Below that position, they are all papajoni. In the Aryan civilization, there is a system of four divisions of social order and four divisions of spiritual order. Social order is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And spiritual order, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Therefore, what is going on at the present moment, as Hindus, this word you don't find in the Vedic literature, Hindu. Varnasa. This is real Vedic system. Varnasa. And human life begins when one observes the Varnasa regulation. Varnasa, human life means to elevate oneself to spiritual consciousness or God consciousness. That they do not know. People are kept completely in darkness. This is modern civilization. Mandas mandamato yo mandabhaka jupadhuta. Prahina galpayayusa kalavasmin jugira. In this age, first of all, the duration of life is very small. Although in Kali Yuga one is destined to live up to 100 years. But with the progress of Kali Yuga, the duration of age will be decreased. Nowadays nobody lives for 100 years. If one is 80 years old, he is supposed to be a very old man. But time will come when one is 20 years old, he will be considered as a very old man. That time is coming gradually. If one lives from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a very old man. So, alpa ayusha, this is the effect of Kali Yuga, the duration of life, mercifulness, bodily strength, memory, these things will be reduced gradually. You won't find nowadays very fertile brain. It will reduce. Not very strong man, bodily very strong. And mercy, there is no question. On the street, in your front, if somebody is being killed, nobody will take care, he will go. There is no mercifulness. Even the mother has no mercifulness killing the child. This is coming. So just imagine what is the duration of this Kali Yuga. That is all described. Manda, everyone is bad. Manda, sumanda matayo. And if one poses himself that he is intelligent, then there is a also a bad way of life. Sumanda matayo. Vandu bhanga, everyone is unfortunate. So there is a great necessity to preach this Bhagavad Dharma, what Prahlad Maharaj is preaching about the daityas. Vidyas, they cannot understand. This life is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness, to understand the value of life. Therefore he is this kind of happiness, deha yogena dehina, a particular body and the happiness with reference to the body. And another meaning, deha yogena dehina means sex. One dehi, another dehi, they are embracing, they are kissing, they have. That is also, that is the ultimate happiness in the material world. So Prahlad Maharaj says, that this kind of happiness, deha yogena dehina, sarvatra labhati, you will get everywhere. Everywhere means either you are in human form of life, or in a dog's form of life, or hog's form of life. Everywhere you will get. Don't think that the sex happiness is less in dog's life than the sex happiness in the life of human. No. The pleasure of sex life, either in the hog's body or in the dog's body or in the man's body, is the same. We have several times before that if you put something eatable in a golden pot or in an iron pot, the taste will not change. The taste is the same. But it is our concoction only that if I put into the golden pot, if the taste will change. That is misconception. That's not a fact. So, we are trying to be advanced civilized for changing the pot, that's all. But that will not change the quality. The quality will go. So we have to go beyond the quality of this ahara nidra bhayamaitunam. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that is necessary so far the body is concerned. But that is being done by the dogs and cats and dogs and hogs. We have to go farther. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Deha dharma is the same, either the cats, dogs or human. But the Bhagavad Dharma is for the human. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Dullabhagamana Sangajanma Tatapi Atma Kumana. When you have got this human form of body, from the very beginning of life, just the children, they are coming. It is very good. They are associating, they are offering respect to the deity, to the guru. This will not go in vain. It is all recorded. So one day he will become a devotee. That is Bhagavad Dharma. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving stress that don't be very busy for sense enjoyment. That is available in any condition of life. without any effort. And he's giving a very good example, the Daiva, by the superior arrangement. Superior arrangement means that the hog, because he has been given Daiva Netrena, the body of a hog, he must eat stew, that is Daiva. He must eat stew. So Daiva, Daiva means all arrangement is there. You will find among the animals, they have got a particular type of food, just like cows, goats, these four-legged animals, they will eat grass. They will never eat meat. And then the tigers, dogs, cats, they will not touch even grass. They will want meat. The standard of eating, standard of happiness is already fixed up. They cannot be changed. But in the human form of life, they can be changed if they take to Bhagavata. Just like practical example, these European, American boys, they have changed their life. How it is possible? Because they have taken to Bhagavata. That is the only cause. Otherwise it is not possible. In America the authorities accepted that we are spending so many millions of dollars, we could not stop the intoxication habit, LSD habit. And how is that? This Krishna consciousness movement is stopped. That's a fact. As soon as one joins our movement sincerely, he can very easily give up the four abominable things. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication. How it is possible? Because you and me, and he's taking Bhagavad Dharma. That is the point. So if you want to change the mentality of the human being as it is going on, the dog mentality, if you want to change it, you cannot do it by assembly in the United Nations and passing resolution. That is not possible. You must take to Bhagavad Dharma. Then everything will be right. Otherwise it is not possible. Thank you very much.